that go unremarked upon from the executive or your political opponents will burn you, literally. Rachel Sutherland is our Fox News correspondent. Rachel, what did the president have to say and do in California yesterday?
Well, good morning. President Trump met with local officials, scientists, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and talked about the fires and really said that poor forest management is to blame. He's saying that, you know, when trees, they get brittle, they fall down, and it doesn't take much to spark a fire. And pointed to other parts in the world where this doesn't happen. Now, the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, also went out there. I believe he spoke before the president did. Someone's making their money with this turn of phrase, calling the president a climate arsonist.
I mean, that's interesting. So it's now on Donald Trump. The fires in California that happen every year, according to Joe Biden, are on Donald Trump, huh?
Well, he's saying, what Biden was saying is that there's four more years of President Trump that we'll see more of this because he says he doesn't take climate change seriously. Now, certainly in this situation, people can argue about climate change or not, but the fact is that there are people losing their homes. There are numerous people dead. There are folks still missing. They don't even know where they are. And so that becomes a really dire situation. And in California and Oregon, they still have more time for their fire season. They've got weeks ahead of them, and these fires are just horrific to behold.
Well, that's the key thing, fire season. So we know that it happens every year and has for a century or two since people started living out there. We've been dealing with these issues. I understand there was some sort of back and forth between Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and President Trump directly. And of course, the two are in different political parties, and it's been weird to watch them get along on some level during the coronavirus, but yesterday was not a day where they were going to agree.
Well, I think both of them were pretty magnanimous. I didn't think
were they? Okay.
Was yeah. I mean, they were definitely trying, but there were a couple of moments there that were a little tense, particularly when, you know, the president talking about forest management, how it has to be done better. And Newsom pointed out that 57% of their forest land is federally owned, so basically putting it back on the president. So the president saying that more needs to be done when it comes to, forest management and making sure that the ground, I mean, it can't be saturated with things, you know, sticks and all that dry out. So really, you know, if you look down the path, if you're somebody who is concerned about climate change, that's not going to help this fire. But, you know, it's more of the long game if you're someone who's concerned about climate change. If you don't believe in that, and, you know, and everyone's got different views here, I'm not a scientist, then, you know, the time is of the essence right now in dealing with the people who are again, losing their homes. I have a friend on Facebook in broadcasting in Oregon, lost his home. So it's a devastating situation for folks, and we always talk about hurricanes, but these situations, wildfires, are devastating in their own way.
Do you know, and this is kind of a curveball question for you, and maybe you heard it yesterday, having worked in the Senate, my guess would be, my instinct would be, that if it's true that much of this is taking place on federal land, that any effort to clear federal land has probably been stymied by environmentalist lawsuits. That's usually what slows things down, is legal challenges. Was that discussed yesterday? Am I right about that? Or, again, I'm putting you on the spot. I don't know if you would know the answer to that.
Yeah, not to my knowledge. I don't know if they discussed efforts in Congress. Mm-hmm. Congress has been, we'll just say, a bit distracted, at least this year, when it comes to coronavirus. In years past, sure. I mean, there's always a face-off between the government and environmental groups. But you would think environmental groups would want to make sure that these forests are protected. I mean, that's kind of their bailiwick.
I think there's just a huge argument over how to go about doing that. And that
That's exactly correct.
Right.
And I'm not an expert on forestry.
Yeah.
I used to think about being a park ranger at one time, but
okay.
I can't say what the solution is, but yeah, I mean, there's always a knockdown drag out on the Hill when it comes to getting anything done. We've seen that in the past year in action. So it could be that there could be some kind of legislation. It's unknown how much the federal government can do on its own because Congress controls the purse strings. It wouldn't be a matter of the White House just saying we need to drop this amount of money to deal with the forests and get them in the kind of shape to where they're not so vulnerable. I mean, it just would take this one careless accident to set something off.
Yeah. Well, I know the Department of Interior faces those types of delaying lawsuits on a regular basis. And a lot of times you get an executive, whether it's a governor or a president, and the entity that hates whatever they're doing figures, you know what, I can tie you up in court for the next 24 months minimally, and that gets me halfway through your term. So it
right.
cripples the ability to execute on ideas. Sometimes that's, depending on your perspective, a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. But listen, I appreciate you bringing us up to date. Rachel Sutherland, our Fox News correspondent, covering the president in California with the wildfires there. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
6:43 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back and we'll talk about the weather here.